Galesburg Civic Arts Center Summer Soiree is coming this weekend. Good morning. It is 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gunn, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us. Hey, it's 2 for Tuesday, just like the rock stations. How's it 2 for Tuesday? Well, it's Tuesday, and joining us this morning, Executive Director of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center, Tuesday Chetton. Tuesday, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being in with us here this morning. My goodness, you're such a globetrotter.
It seems that way, yes.
Well, you know, we were talking off the air. I'm like, man, they're just never going to let you go.
No, and, you know, I love the Arts Center, and I'm so happy to still be working remotely, but I come back every about 6 to 8 weeks and come back from major activities just like soiree, so I can take part and help out. And working remotely has its perks, but it has its challenges too. And we're just excited that we have so much visual art and performing arts and musical arts and just wonderful things happening in Galesburg that we can have this opportunity.
And to be able to do it remotely, you have to have a really good staff.
We do. And I, you know, kudos to my board, my volunteers, and my coordinators. I have two part-timers that pick up the reins and deliver all these wonderful classes and tours and school programs. And it really allows me to concentrate on things I probably should be concentrating on all along. And our volunteers, you know, step up and really take leadership roles that are wonderful. And it's good to have a lot of different input on our programming, and it allows us to expand in ways we hadn't even thought about.
Talk a little bit about the Galesburg Civic Arts Center and the history here in town.
We have actually been an organization since 1923. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've been here a long time, and the arts have been in Galesburg a long time. And so as a community value, we do value arts here, and the Arts Center has kind of gone through a progression. At first, they started out as private members only, and in about the 1960s, when everything else started happening, you know, it became a community center, and we've been celebrating that history ever since 1964.
Well, and it's really cool, as you mentioned, for a town this size, so much that goes on in the arts, in particular between Prairie Players and the Performing Arts Academy, and you know, things that go on at the Orpheum. So whether it's performing or visual, I mean, really, really rich history here.
Very much so. You know, we've got jazz, we've got open mic nights, we have impromptu comedy. It's really speaks to the talent we have in our surrounding area in Galesburg locally, that we can support so many arts organizations and really offer our community so much to do. There's things every night of the week, and I know I never get home before 10 p.m., so I can't imagine some of the busier people what
right.
They do.
Tuesday Chetton is the executive director of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Of course, the summer soiree is coming up this weekend. We'll talk more about that. You know, it's interesting with visual arts, you don't have to be an artsy person, an art lover, to actually enjoy it. I mean, you can look, I mean, somebody that, like me, for instance, that doesn't know anything, I can still look and it's like, wow, that is really good, or that's really interesting.
Well, I think that art is really what separates us as a culture. It defines us. It explains a little bit about maybe the times that we're in, and people relate to that. They like to, maybe if they can't accomplish that, I'm not an artist. I talk about art. I love art. I appreciate it. But to actually do it is not my forte, but I certainly appreciate it. And I can relate to those who look at art and go, oh, that's wonderful. Or, you know, I wonder what they were thinking. And it does give people something to relate to, and how to explain where we are in the times and what's going on in our community.
You know, that's the amazing thing. Like, okay, for instance, you watch Bob Ross, and gosh, it looks so simple. And it's no different than, you know, like a sporting event. You watch some guy swing a golf club. That looks really easy. Go try to do it, though. I guess that's where you see, like, wow, that person is really talented, that they can take that canvas or that piece of clay or whatever it is and make it into that beautiful
right.
piece of art.
I always tend to appreciate those that can take what's in their brain and translate it to something that is multi-layered, beautiful, has several meanings, and can relate to all different types of people. So I think it definitely is a talent. And we're so lucky in this community. We have watercolorists and oil painters and sculpture and ceramicists and wood turners. Like, we really are full of a rich artistic history here.
Gosh, and even, you know, you look on the square, the Carl Sandburg statue, a Galesburg native, Lonnie Stewart did that. And you know, like you said, in some of the different businesses, you will see some of the art that local people have done. It's a really cool thing. You're right. It's such a cool thing that we have so many talented people around here.
We do. And that really is unique for our community. There are other communities, certainly, that have talent. But I think that, you know, many times in a certain region, there will be, you know, a real push for potters, or there will be a real push for ceramicists. And we tend to have a lot of different type mediums that everyone's experimenting with, having fun with. And we just hope to highlight it this weekend.
Tuesday Chetton is the executive director of Galesburg Civic Arts Center. The summer soiree is coming up this Friday night. It'll be at the Whitcomb Arts Center at Knox College. So I guess this is really, as you said, the soiree, a chance to celebrate those local artists who have done work.
Certainly. It really is our year end celebration. And we have, the last 3 years, I guess, this will be our third year, have invited different artists each year to participate. It's a chance to change it up every year, but also showcase what others are doing. And it's a night of fun. You get to see these artists create right in front of your eyes, working hard at producing these wonderful works that will later be auctioned in the night. And music, Andy Crawford and his trio's playing. It's food, fun, and the setting of the Whitcomb. If anyone has not had a chance to go through that building, it's very impressive.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and you've seen it being away and kind of coming back and kind of seeing the progress, and what a beautiful building.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It really does stand for itself. You know, we have – the soiree takes a lot of coordination and volunteers to bring it all together, and we have actually a party pizzazz committee is what we call it, and they're looking at the building going, it really does speak for itself. So our additions will be – things like our permanent collection and pops of color, but the building itself is really just quite something to see.
The summer soiree is this Friday night, again, at the Whitcomb Arts Center on the Knox College campus. How do people go about getting tickets or to get involved in the event?
Tickets are available online. We are always taking volunteers, of course. They should contact the Arts Center. Call us 342-7415 and just, you know, get involved and come out for a great night. Food, fun, music, art. You can't really go wrong there. It's a wonderful night that is more less sit down, certainly, and more mingling with artists and others in our community.
You know, I guess the cool thing also is you talk about the fact that there's going to be an auction of these items at the end of the night, so you get a chance to mingle and maybe connect with an artist and that piece they're doing. It's like, and you could own that at the end of the night, which makes it even more special, I think.
Very true. And there's really nothing quite like seeing a piece being created. You appreciate the time, the effort, and the thought behind it, but also just the pure talent that it takes to get that out of their imagination onto a canvas or into a pot or sculpture piece.
And we're talking two-dimensional oil and wax, acrylic, oil, watercolor, three-dimensional ceramics, stained glass, and wood. So just a little bit of everything. A
little bit of everything. And we have, besides the live auction, because we understand that not everyone is going to be comfortable in a back-and-forth bidding war. So we do have a more silent back-and-forth bidding war. So we have a silent auction that will have about 10 pieces available that are just as well-crafted and wonderful. So
Tuesday Chetton is the executive director of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. The summer soiree coming up this Friday. What time does the event actually get underway?
Doors open at about 6 p.m., and artists will be creating until 8. Live auction will start at 8. In between that time will be food and drinks and just general fun. So
some great music. And, yeah, looks it sounds like it's going to be a really fun night. And again, and I guess with the auction and with the silent auction and everything, you help benefit the Civic Art Center and also the artists themselves.
We do. So the proceeds, of course, will all benefit our free programming. And last year, we actually had close to 1,000 kids and family take part in all our free activities. Our exhibitions are always free, and we had about 23 of those last year in two galleries. So, you know, all these proceeds go to really benefit that programming and keep that in our community and accessible for all. The artists do, some choose to donate 100% back to the Art Center, and we so appreciate those artists and all of our artists that create with us. And then some benefit in that we have a commission arrangement. So we believe in paying artists, definitely. They create such wonderful work, and it is a craft that is skilled. So they will receive a commission from those auction proceeds.
Talk some about the programs available that somebody might not know about. Of course, your website, if you just Google the Galesburg Civic Arts Center, you've got a Facebook page as well. But talk about some of the programs that that somebody might be interested in for their child.
Well, we have art camp coming up for middle schoolers. We pick up at the going into fifth through eighth grade age group, which is always that it's hard, you know, they're kind of into things, but they're not. And art camp, we hit on photography, painting, sculpture, and mixed media. So it really hopefully gets them interested in a little bit of everything. And they're 1 week sessions. So if someone's interested in photography, they can only do that week. That is fine. Or they can sign up for all four. But it's definitely a fun summer. Morning sessions, that's coming up. We'll be out at the hot air balloon races providing their wonderful activity. And we have members and friends coming up, and that's open to anyone who'd like to submit a piece and be in an exhibition from 50 miles away to our members who are 1,000 miles away. So definitely some great opportunities coming up.
Well, and you never know what kind of talent your child might have.
No.
You know, and they might get there and you're like, wow, Nancy, but they can really do this. And, you know, you just don't know to give it a shot.
That you don't. And we've had some really impressive students come through that maybe have never picked up a paintbrush before. And it just sort of flows right out of them. And parents always are amazed at what happens when you really just let a student go and experiment and see what they're capable of.
I couldn't even stay in the lines coloring, so I was.
That's a good quality. That's why actually,
I know it is. Well, being outside the lines is a good quality.
Yes.
Okay, I'll accept that. Tuesday Chetton is the she's the executive director director of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. The summer soiree is coming this Friday night. Knox College Whitcomb Arts Center, and you can get your tickets. You can get on their website at if you just Google the Galesburg Civic Arts Center and you can get your tickets online. And again, should be a really fun event, a fundraiser for the. For the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Well, hopefully it's going to continue to grow each year.
I think it will. You know, artists are very excited about the process. We've had several excited just about the prospect of creating at Whitcomb Art Center. It's a studio space, so it'll lend itself to a night of creativity and create quite a night.
Talk a little bit for somebody who doesn't know much about the Galesburg Civic Arts Center and your actual location here in downtown Galesburg on Main Street. What, as far as the displays you have, you mentioned you have some permanent and then you'll change them up sometimes. How do you decide what's going to be on display?
You know, we have two galleries. So our main gallery is a rotating gallery. Usually we have a new show about once every 4 to 6 weeks. So those artists approach us with a portfolio and we figure out, you know, how they fit into the scheme of a schedule. Right now we have the permanent collections of both Knox College and our permanent collection up. It's a mixture of just visual culture. We have Seeing America is its title. And students at Knox actually curated and put it together. So we enjoy those types of partnerships. So we do have group shows, individual artist shows, and paired artist shows in that main gallery. We also have a Blick Gallery, which hosts emerging artists, and those are artists who maybe are just starting out, need some exhibition experience, and that's rotated on a 1, 2, and 3 week schedule. So we can pack a lot of art into a very short amount of time. But, you know, it's great to have new artists come in and show what they're doing and really get that experience so that they can move into an experience like the main gallery.
You know, you mentioned Blick. Pretty handy having a company like that right here.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And we so appreciate their partnership. They really, you know, they keep us happy and healthy in art materials and certainly lend their expertise when we need it, which is so helpful when you're running an organization with limited staff and limited volunteers. They really step up, and we so appreciate their presence here.
If somebody would like to help out, they can't get to the soiree, I'm sure you'll take a donation at any time. How would they go about that?
They could just contact the Art Center or donate right online. It's a very updated website. Thankfully, we got that all switched around and makes it easy peasy.
Tuesday, anything else we need to know about the soiree or about the Galesburg Civic Arts Center?
Tickets are still available, so come on down and pick yours up. They will likely be available at the door as well. So $40 a piece, and it all goes to support our free exhibition and free arts education programming.
Tuesday Chetton is the executive director of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. The summer soiree coming up this Friday night at Knox College. Tuesday, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.